This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, midweek Wednesday afternoon, August 28th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. 81 degrees right now in Chicago, under partly sunny skies, going up to a sunny, humid 85 today, but we will see cooler temperatures starting next week. The details in the complete forecast from AccuWeather are coming up in just a couple of minutes. Speaking of cooling, the markets are lower. Let's get the latest now on trading from Bloomberg and Ann Cates.
Rob, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 122 points, the NASDAQ off 168, the S&P 500 down 28. Investors are awaiting earnings results from NVIDIA, the last of the so-called Magnificent Seven to report. Wall Street has sky-high expectations over artificial intelligence. Analysts are looking for NVIDIA to project revenue growth of more than 70% for the current quarter. Because of its uncontested leadership in AI, NVIDIA's market cap has ballooned to more than $3 trillion. Miller Tabak believes stocks will see significant movement one way or the other after NVIDIA reports. Back to you, Rob.
Thanks, Ann. We'll check in with you at 12:23. It's Personal Finance Wednesday. We'll discuss helping teenagers and younger adults learn about handling money in our next segment. But right now, stocks are nearing dangerous levels, with the S&P 500 almost as overvalued as it was during the January 2022 market peak. This comes as Wall Street braces for what many traders are calling the most important earnings report in years, the release of NVIDIA's results. Joining us on the Village Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com, based in Washington. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And it seems that everybody can agree on one thing, and that is the major financial indices. There's a lot of froth at the top of the glass right now, but the question is how much and what is the degree to which the markets are overvalued right now?
Well, that's a great question. And it turns out, first, just to qualify, valuation has a very important role to play in the market's long-term return, let's say 10 years down the road. It tells us very little as to whether the market's going to go up next month or even for the next several months, even up to a year's time. So what we're talking about here is something about a very long-term return, such as, for example, your hope for your equities in your retirement portfolio. And if you look at any measure of history, which is what I did in a recent column, stocks are more overvalued than almost at any other time in U.S. history. My database goes back to 1871, but even if you look at more recent periods on the theory that a long ago history is not all that relevant, you still come to the same conclusion. We're more overvalued today than about 90 or 95% of all other occasions in recent history.
And this is near the market top we had in January of 2022, and 2.5 years ago, we were on the cusp of a interest rate hiking cycle. We were trying to deal with inflation that was touching 8%, and now we're looking into the teeth or looking into the the Fed cutting rates. So what is this going to do with this already overvalued market, or do those fundamentals still apply?
I think the fundamentals do still apply, and the reason I say that is that I have a package of about 10 different valuation indicators that have great historical track records. Some of them are affected by interest rates, so you have a very valid question in asking that, but some of the others don't have anything to do with interest rates. And all 10 are telling a very similar story right now, which is that stocks are overvalued. So the thing that I end up saying to people who remain bullish right now, and there are plenty of bulls on Wall Street, as we all know, is that it's okay to claim, and everyone's free to claim, that the stock market will go up. But if they do so right now, they can't use history as the basis for their argument, which is to say that all bets are off.
And what would a correction look like under this scenario?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question because it's such a scary answer. It turns out that for stocks to come back even halfway to being average valuation, in other words, if you look at the average valuation, whether it's relative to earnings or yield, dividend yield or book value or sales over the last 20 years or last 100 years, just to come back halfway towards those norms, the stock market would have to drop 30, 40 or more percent.
We'll see if that comes true, Mark. Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com, based in Washington. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, helping teens get a basic understanding of money.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday, and you can kickstart your teens' financial future by teaching money basics, encouraging part-time work, and involving them in family financial planning decisions. Let's get some suggestions from Shane Gornick, partner and certified financial planner, Forefront Financial Planning in Lyle. Find him online at preparemyretirement.com. Shane, thank you for joining us today. And earlier this week, we talked about some money lessons you could teach your kids early on in life. We're talking about kindergarten, first grade, second grade. But now they're 13, 14, 15, and they're entering into part-time job territory. And I don't know about you, Shane, but I remember when I got that first job at the country club when I was 14 years old, walking out of there with $100 in my pocket, and this is 1994 $100, I felt like I had made it. And I would imagine a lot of teenagers feel the same way when they have that first job. But the important thing is, don't spend it all in one place.
Exactly. And I had one of those experiences as well. I was a lifeguard at a local water park, and I was getting paid $10 an hour, and so I'd worked 30 hours that week over the summer. I felt pretty proud of myself, and I was doing the math. 30 hours times $10 an hour means $300, and then when I opened that first paycheck, it was not $300.
You learn lessons about income taxes and Social Security and all the other things that make the world go round.
Exactly. And it's not a fun lesson to learn, but it's a good lesson for kids to learn as they work and kind of learn what adulting, so to speak, is all about. We're a big fan of that. And also a lot of families find that it's valuable to have to tell kids, we're going to pay for things up to this level, or we're going to pay for these certain things. But when it comes to anything in excess of that, you're going to have to use your own income to help take care of that. And I think that provides a very valuable lesson in terms of budgeting. And you mean if I work harder and work more hours, I'll get more money and I can buy more things. And of course, we don't want them to just buy new things, more things. But we feel that it provides a valuable lesson and helps them kind of ease into how that works so that they can use that in the future.
If you're 13 or 14 years old and you do have that paycheck from that first summer job and you really feel like you're swimming in it because you are working hard, it is a good time to learn some lessons about what you can do with that money above and beyond just spending it on things you like or maybe putting gas in the car. You can actually start saving for retirement even when you're a freshman in high school.
Exactly. Yeah. Whether it's using just a regular investment account, you can also have what's called a custodial Roth IRA. So even if you are under the age of 18, basically one of your parents could be the person who sets it up for you. Money can be contributed to it. So in 2024, the limit you can put in is $7,000 per year. However, it can only be up to the amount that you earned. So if you did not earn, if you earned $3,000 over the course of that year, you'd only be able to put in $3,000, not $7,000.
And it's always great to encourage the entrepreneurial spirit, even at an early age. But we talk about part-time jobs, you know, caddying, working as a lifeguard at the pool, maybe working at a Dairy Queen or a fast food restaurant. But if you want to actually start going into business for yourself, and maybe you can dip your toe in the waters of starting your own business, or maybe just establishing a side hustle.
Exactly. And we find that's a very, very valuable, very valuable path to go as well. And oftentimes they learn hard lessons doing that, but it's a good thing to learn early on when you're young, when the stakes are lower. But certainly it teaches responsibility, more responsibility perhaps than working a job like caddying or lifeguarding like you and I. When it comes to actually having overhead expenses, and you mean I have to pay for supplies, even if it's just a lemonade stand, there's more to it than just the money that people give you.
And then very quickly, Shane, I think this is also a good time to talk about teaching budgeting at 13 or 14, as opposed to 18 or 19 when you go to college and maybe you're living beyond your means and you ask for a bailout from the bank of mom and dad. You learn about budgeting early on, so you're not making those mistakes 4 or 5 years down the road.
Exactly. And I know I had to learn that lesson myself. I was involved in sports a lot, especially in high school, and I didn't have a whole lot of time to work during the year. So I worked as many hours as I could during the summer, and that money was meant to last me till the next summer. And, it doesn't stretch out as far as you would always like, but it's a good lesson to learn. And again, it's learning, unfortunately, sometimes the hard way, that really drives that lesson home when the stakes are lower and the bank of mom and dad is still there to bail you out, versus learning that when you're in college or, you know, on with your career, and making that when obviously it's much more serious consequences.
We're talking about teens and money lessons with Shane Gornick, partner and certified financial planner, Forefront Financial Planning in Lyle. Thank you for joining us today. The website, preparemyretirement.com.
Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
As a host of retailers release quarterly earnings and forward guidance, let's explore what these results reveal about the strength of consumers and the overall U.S. economy. Welcome in Bob Phibb, CEO of the Retail Doctor in New York, the website retaildoc.com. Bob, thank you for joining us today. And let's run down some of the three notable retailers, starting with Abercrombie & Fitch, beating their second quarter earnings estimate, raising outlook, but their shares slide. But I want to say, with the success of Abercrombie, they are literally partying like it's 1999 when they ruled the world.
Except they no longer have the I don't want to say the wrong thing. They have the surfer ethos, and we look better than you, and you should be jealous of us, and the dark and uninviting stores. And if you saw that documentary, they changed the whole culture around, made it more inclusive, and got rid of really that whole egalitarian way of looking at clothing. And my goodness, their net sales growth was 23%. On top of 19% growth last year. I mean, they're on fire.
Yeah, so basically, the cool kids are now saying that, the nerds are invited to our little party.
And they're not being beaten up, so that's good.
not like we're still carrying some high school angst from 30 years ago. Foot Locker,
not me, my friend.
Let's take a look at Foot Locker as well. Their profit did beat forecasts. So what are some of the headwinds that Foot Locker is facing these days?
Well, they've opened a new, brand new store in Manhattan to try to get the mojo up. They did book their first quarter loss in 4 years, so There's a lot of concern. Is sneaker culture moving? Is it changing? Is it different? And so they're pretty cautious about their outlook. And, you know, Kohl's beat some expectations, but that was through cutting their costs. That's not going to make you rich. And Nordstrom, their off-price seems to have gotten back on track, but I'm excited that they're not talking about the department stores losing a lot of money. So in this environment, we're seeing retail is strong. Brick and mortar retail is strong. People are buying whenever they want, wherever they want, through apps or through websites. But still, the discovery aspect of why we go out and meet people is alive and kicking through all kinds of verticals in retail right now. And that's great for everybody.
Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York. Find him online, retaildoc.com. Thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in Personal Finance Wednesday, older romance can bring with it some messy money issues.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Power remains out in some parts of the area in the aftermath of yesterday's storms. Former President Trump faces a revised indictment accusing him of election interference. In Personal Finance Wednesday, a look at some of the money challenges of relationships involving older people. Nokia launches a new Barbie phone that is not connected to the internet. WBBM Business. The markets are lower. The Dow is down 204 points. NASDAQ down 192. The S&P 500 is down 37. We have 81 degrees right now under partly sunny skies. It's 12:31, topping our news of the half hour. It's a day of cleanup in several communities after strong storms that struck last night. The system blew away the extreme heat but left damage in its wake. Des Plaines resident Brian Schmidt says a tree that fell on his car had recently been evaluated.
The city came out here and they checked it last year and they were like, yeah, it's good. And I'm like, you sure? Because I see a lot of woodpeckers on here, and generally with woodpeckers it means like it's bugs and diseased, and sure enough, snapped right where I thought it would, actually.
ComEd reports power is out to around 12,000 homes and businesses. Most of them are in the north and northwest suburbs. Former President Trump has been indicted again by Special Counsel Jack Smith for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. He revised the previous indictment of election fraud after the Supreme Court ruled on presidential immunity. More now from CBS's Robert Costa.
One of the unnamed co-conspirators who CBS News identified as Jeffrey Clark, a Trump loyalist within the DOJ, has been taken out of the new indictment. Trump has long claimed he did nothing wrong.
This is a persecution of a political opponent.
But the case carries on, and Chief Justice John Roberts noted in the high court's ruling, not everything the president does is official. The president is not above the law.
A source close to Trump's legal team tells CBS News the indictment was not a surprise, and they say it doesn't change their team's position that the case should be dismissed. It's 12:32 as the noon business hour continues. Markets are lower today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Shah Galani, Chief Investment Strategist, ManWordPress.com in Sarasota, Florida. Shah, thank you for joining us today. And the trading pattern this week, it almost looks like a Fed meeting or an employment report or a CPI print. NVIDIA has reached that lofty height where the entire market braces for their quarterly earnings report.
Indeed, Rob. Goldman Sachs famously or infamously a couple of weeks ago called NVIDIA the most important stock on the planet. And it's certainly taken that mantle. It's the AI narrative. The AI revolution is going to change the world. It's going to change corporate profits. Really is what got the market going in the face of Fed's hiking rate. And so that AI narrative really took hold. The big chip makers, NVIDIA leading the pack. Of course, anybody else on the big Magnificent Seven's names, anybody related or looking at AI to the future, really did well and pushed the markets forward. Then we got a bit of a layering of that AI narrative in June and through early July, which was, wait a minute, perhaps the firms have spent way too much. CapEx on AI has been ridiculous, and maybe valuations are lofty. And we saw some selling down of the Mag 7, including NVIDIA. And then all of a sudden, we found out there was some of that, but really that sell-off was probably the unwinding of the so-called yen carry trade, and we see now a bounce back. So here we are looking at individual names now to say, well, what is the story? Have they overspent? Is the AI market for chips, in particular with NVIDIA, as hot as it has been? And here we are. We're going to find out this afternoon. So NVIDIA is the fulcrum against which and on which the seesaw balances for AI.
History doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes, the old saying goes. And when it comes to AI today, where are we in the AI cycle compared to the dot-com boom at the end of the 1990s? I mean, obviously, there were a lot of names that went bust back then, Pets.com being the biggest name of all of them. But the bet was essentially correct that the web would revolutionize practically everything. AI will do the same. But what if we're not quite there yet?
Well, we are quite there because we have a long way to go. In baseball analogy terms, we're not even in the first inning, really, when it comes to AI. There's an awful long way to go, and it is going to be life-changing for the planet. But as far as the making any kind of comparisons to the dot-com bubble, I don't see that. What's being spent on AI is necessary. Everybody needs to spend on AI. A lot of profitability, productivity is going to hinge on AI. And so I think the spend is justified. Some firms like the Mag 7, the big mega cap stocks that are companies that are spending tens and tens of billions of dollars a year. First of all, it's not going to impact, it's not going to move the needle in terms of the cash flow that they have, in terms of the cash hoards that they're sitting on. It's the smaller firms that are going to try and impress upon the public, and especially for their stock prices, yes, we're AI-centric, we're moving into AI, we're going to spend on AI because that's going to help us. Some of those are going to bear the brunt of selling because it's going to take them years to monetize their AI spend. But as far as spending goes, you can't not spend on AI because everyone is, and therefore it's a race to the top as far as who's going to have the best AI applications in their ecosystems, as far as their products, for their marketing, for everything.
Shah Galani, Chief Investment Strategist, ManWordPress.com in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Personal Finance Wednesday, single baby boomers are facing some romance-related money challenges. We'll talk about it next.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday. Navigating so-called gray romance can complicate finances, especially when merging families. Joining us to discuss the pitfalls and possible solutions is Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner and founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Find him online at engagewealthgroup.com. Ed, thank you for joining us today. And congratulations, older couple. You found love, but now you have to merge your finances and also merge families with adult children and also possibly pick up some caregiving responsibilities. So go get them, kids.
Yeah, Rob, great to be with you. You know, dating is one thing, right? And so we look at the trends in dating amongst older couples, and that's one thing. But taking the next step to I do's is completely another. And so that is something really important for your listeners and those, whether they're entering into relationships or thinking about getting married, really need to have a lot of consideration in terms of going through the facts. Because as we've talked about before, Rob, we know love is blind, but both partners must enter the relationship with their eyes and finances wide open.
Now, on the one hand, when you have an older couple, they bring those years of experience to bear, and they may be prepared to answer some of those questions. But at the same time, you're entering into an entirely new scenario, an older relationship, and there are some things you don't know. So what are some possible pitfalls that an older couple may encounter as they're not only merging their lives, but merging their finances?
Well, one of the first things that we focus in on are they blended families? So are you bringing in children from either side or both sides into the relationship? And on the surface, it seems relatively straightforward, but things can get complicated very, very quickly, right? So almost like the boomerang kids where they come around and maybe one's asking one parent for money or another, and is fair always equal? And this is where we start with the fundamentals, right? Seek out a very good estate planner, family law attorney to lay the groundwork. Because if either spouse can't speak for themselves, these documents are going to speak for them. So that's the number one thing, because in the end, we all love our kids. That's the good news, Rob. The bad news is we love our kids, and things generally don't get unhinged in terms of second marriages or even third marriages until one of the primary spouses passes away. And then things change rapidly, we've seen.
And not only just talking about maybe the second or third marriage involving the older couple, but there could be some previous financial arrangements involving your former spouse or former spouses that enter into the equation here.
Excellent point, Rob. And that's where that full transparency comes from. And I can tell you in my career, we've stumbled upon this inadvertently, where one spouse may not have been fully forthcoming in terms of the responsibilities. And that's a great point. It's, you know, if you were married and got divorced, and so is college on the horizon, and how much are you responsible for that? And so these are the kind of things, again, when we talk about eyes wide open, you know, it's financially, right? It's legally. Are there things that we need to consider? Because if a surprise comes down the road, you know, that relationship may not survive that surprise. So you'd much rather get a lot of this out of the way first and foremost than dealing with it later.
Now, this is a term that comes up a lot when talking about celebrity marriages and maybe celebrity second or third marriages. But if you are getting married as an older couple, should you entertain the idea of a prenuptial agreement?
Yeah, Rob, you know, we don't practice law without a license, while we guide people to go speak to family law attorneys. But that's exactly it. That's one of the key elements, because that's where that transparency comes from. Again, it's the legal document. You know, we want to think we're going to be together forever. But if it doesn't happen, how do we split this up and what happens, and how do we protect each other and our families? And again, it's a great initial step. We never want to have like legal documents have to lead the relationship. But again, given the complexities of the I do's and the I love you's and the family, It's unfortunately or fortunately a great place to start. So good, seek out very good legal advice to get that framework in place first and foremost.
Ed Jertsen, certified financial planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Find him online at theengagewealthgroup.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Technology Thursday, and still to come, a look at the new Barbie flip phone.
This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
HMD, the owner of the Nokia brand, has launched a $130 Barbie phone with a classic flip design. It includes calls and texts, but lacks some other features. Joining us with details is Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent for the new site Axios, based in San Francisco. Ina, thank you for joining us today. It's been a year since Barbie was riding high in movie theaters, and even now, you can affix the Barbie brand to anything, and people will buy it, including a phone straight out of 1994.
Yeah, I think we're seeing two trends converge here, Rob. The first is, obviously, Barbie mania continues. But, you know, this is really geared at Barbie's original audience, which is the tween set and the kids, not so much the broader audience that the movie attracted. And the second is the rise of the dumb phone. So instead of the Android or iPhone, some parents really want their kids to have something basic for keeping in touch, not access to the world.
Right. It's just a phone that allows you to make calls, imagine that, and text people you know, but it does not provide a live feed of the latest celebrity drama. It does not give you up-to-date videos of oil platforms on fire, nor does it tell you about things that other people are doing that you can't enjoy.
All of those things. And as a parent of a kid who started middle school, this is a discussion we've been having. We do need a way to keep in touch, and we don't love, putting our kid out there with, one, a very expensive device, and two, a device that has all kinds of access. I will say the flip side of that is oftentimes you want one or two features then that are only on a smartphone. For example, GPS to know exactly where your kid is and be able to see them on a map, or a particular app that they need for school. So going the dumb phone route also has its challenges.
Now, the dumb phone trend, we've talked about this before on the Noon Business Hour. Who is embracing it? Is it someone like you? You're buying this for your kids because you want to keep them away from some of the worst of social media and the impact it can have on your mental health? Or is this also from people who've been kind of steeped in the world of smartphones and they want to back away from all the stimuli?
It's both. I mean, the first is an easier problem to solve because, you know, if you're getting a kid their first phone, as a parent, you have a lot of say in what they get, and you can say, I'm willing to make those trade-offs. I think it's much harder as an adult with access to the possibility of a smartphone to figure out what is it we want in a device. So we've seen some devices for adults that have most of the capabilities of a smartphone, but kind of black and white screen to make it less engaging. We've also seen some phones, maybe not with Barbie on them, but that are a similar set of features that are actually dumb phones, whether those are for seniors, whether those are for adults that just want to detox, but still need something in case of emergency.
Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent for Axios in San Francisco. Thank you for joining us today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.